just to stop here for 1 second as well. And that is, I saw in the Netzai Tzayar from Rav Reuven Margolis, and this is a classic, he says that the Gemara says, this pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel Perikhev. Yecheskel Perikhev is a pasuk that we have related Reid Baitzan. It's a fascinating parsha. It's a perik in Nach that talks specifically about the averis that the Yidden had done when they were in Mitzrayim. The Navi says that when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, right, everyone knows the Chazal. We know the Arizal said that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. But the truth is, what we don't realize is it's Mefurish and Nach. It's Psukim in Yecheskel where the Navi gives tremendous Teichacha and talks about all the averis that the Yidden did when they were Mitzrayim. He says they were literally, you couldn't distinguish them from the Egyptians, Ayin Sham. And it's in that perek that this pasuk says, that Hashem says, I gave the Yidden mitzvahs. V'gam ani nasati lahem chukim lo toivim, u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem. So Rav Reuven Margolis said that, you know, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like the chukim are lo toivim. Sounds like the mitzvahs that we have are not good. The mishpatim are lo yichyu behem. But the truth is, to say that is kfira. The chukim aloy toivim. What's better than chukim? Umishpatim lo yichyu behem. Hashem gave us mitzvahs. The purpose of the mitzvahs are the v'chai behem. So what's the pshat? It says chukim lo toivim. Umishpatim lo yichyu behem. So the truth is, look at the mefarshim in Nach. They all say different pshatim of what the pasuk means. But said Rav Reuven Margolis, kedarkei b'kodesh, classic. He said it's poshet. The way you have to read this pasuk is v'gam ani nasati lahem. I gave them mitzvahs. I gave them chukim and lo toivim. You're going to tell me they're not good? I gave them mishpatim. You're going to tell me lo yichyu behem? You're going to tell me these are mishpatim that lo and how did the Yidden not realize that? They got chukim and they treated it as if it was lo toivim. They got mishpatim, they treated lo yichyu behem. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, the only way to read this pasuk is with the niggin. He says, because if you fumble the niggin, it's kvira. Then you're saying the chukim aloy toivim when the mishpatim al yichyu behem. The teretz is, it's all in the teretz of Alpeh. It's all in the zimra. It's all in the niggin. It's all in how you say it. How you knech it. It's Omar, Rav Shvat, Yom, Rav Yochanan. Kalakoyra b'loy ne'ima. If somebody reads from the Torah b'loy ne'ima, v'shoyna b'loy zimra, all of akasav aymer, go ask him how to read this pasuk. V'gam ani nasati lam chukim loy toivim, u'mishpatim loy yichyu behem. That's the all of akasav aymer. That's why we're picking this pasuk to show him. Because if you're going to read b'loy ne'ima, b'loy zimra, how are you going to read that pasuk? You're going to walk away from the pasuk thinking that it's chukim loy toivim. And by the way, this is a short ha'ara right here, like all the ha'aras in the Sefer and the Tzaytziyar. But he says, I am Achakosafti in my Sefer Darkei HaTalmud V'Chidoysav Mechkar Chav Gimel. And I looked it up. It's way beyond the scope of this raid by. But he brings chapter and verse literally, example after example, where it's all in the Negin. It's all in the Trap. Is it Vahatanya as Akasha? Or is it Vahatanya Benichusa? And this is a classic from Rav Reuven Margolis. But either way, this is the way he teaches this pasuk right here.